Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning as we greet all listeners of Radio Pulpit. I guess as Isiqala unyaka ka 2023, we can find an inspiration from other people in the Bible ukuze sibe able to succeed in our journey of this life. Manje, one amongst others esikhuluma ngayo uDavide. In spite of my mistake uDavide aye wayenza, uNkulunkulu wabona uDavide ukuthi he is the man after his own heart. And the good elements that made David ukuthi uNkulunkulu akusho lokho, kungoba uDavide was a man who believed in consulting and who believed in confrontation. Manje consultation leyo is a process of seeking an advice or providing an information. And yet confrontation is to deal with difficult situation. Manje dealing with difficult person or meeting a person face to face yiyo leyo a confrontation. Manje la uma sibheka izwi likaNkulunkulu ku Proverbs 11:14. Lithi, where there is no guidance, a people fall. But in abundance of counseling, there's safety. And manje logo, it means that kudingeka umuntu ukuthi ayithole i-advice ebantwini abathile. Njengoba nezwi likaNkulunkulu again ku Proverbs 24 ku verse 6 lithi, for by wise guidance you wage war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory. Manje, this is about a confrontation. The verse as ifundile manje, it in abundance of counseling, there is victory. And looking at this time, umasibheka uDavide, ukuthi maka face uGoliathi. UDavide never faced Goliath ngokuhlakanipha kwakhe. Uma sibheka ku verse 26 wakhona ku chapter 17, siyafunda ukuthi uDavide he consulted a man who was standing next to him, ebuza information ngoba wathola amabutho aka Israel etatazela esaba ngani esaba uGoliath ebachallenge. So uthemake melapho ngapha ya wabona enye indoda wayobuza kuyo ukuthi kwenzakalani lana. Manje into ayibuza uDavid ukuthi what will be done to a man who kills this Philistine and remove the disgrace from Israel? Then after Lendota is impendulile, ku verse 30 siyafunda ukuthi in the same chapter, he turned away to someone else and asked the very question he had asked from the person, ku verse 26. Manje, the lesson to us is that sifunda ukuthi ku Proverbs 24, in abundance of counselors, there is victory. But this morning, I would like to say we are in a better covenant. The covenant that we have is the Holy Spirit ingaphakathi kwethu. We are able to be guided by the Holy Spirit, even if sihamba sifuna iguidance kwabanye abantu. But the Holy Spirit ngaphakathi kwethu will confirm nalento information esitholile. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje endleleni esihamba kuyo sidinga ama-direction, and ama-direction esiwadingayo asezini likaNkulunkulu. Earlier on ngithe uDavide about the ama elements are important kuye, consultation and confrontation. Esingayifunda kuye namhlanje, uma uDavide confronta uGoliath, umconfronte in the basis yezwi likaNkulunkulu. Ngani? Ngoba uma eya kuye akazange abheke ubustrong bakhe, kodwa into abambelela kuyo ubustrong bezwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje uDavide makamconfronte uGoliath, wamconfronta ngokuthi who is this omelene ongena covenant noNkulunkulu omelene nokuthuka uNkulunkulu wethu manje into eyibalulekile kuDavide wayekhumbula ukuthi bona bayisizwe esine covenant noNkulunkulu kaIsrayeli manje at the same time nathi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu at the blood of Jesus Christ siya sangena kwicovenant noNkulunkulu ngegazi likaJesu esikhathini esiningi siya sibe nokwesaba uma sikonfronta ama situation athile ngani ngoba siyalibala ukuthi sikwi covenant ngoba into yamenza uDavid ukuthi akwazi ukunqobuda uGoliath ukuthi first of all uye wahamba wayobuza ukuthi kwenzakalani kuzokwenzakalani uma umuntu esekenqobe lo othuka uNkulunkulu kaIsrayeli azange aneliseke ukuzwa iadvice kulendoda waphinda wabuyela kwenye ene make confront ake uGoliath wamconfronta ngezwi likaNkulunkulu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje into ebalulekile ukuthi uma sihamba endleleni noma sihlangabezana nani into ebalulekile ukuthi sibe more informed sithole information ekahle before si confronta ngoba sometimes uthola information e wrong bese uya confronta and yet you are making a mistake manje okunye esikufundile ukuthi uDavide into wayeme phezukwayo wema phezukwe covenant kaNkuluNkulu nathi singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu we need to stand upon the covenant kaNkuluNkulu ngoJesu Kristo uJesu Kristo wakwazi ukumnqoba uSathane azange amnqobe ngoba enguJesu kodwa wamnqoba ngezwi ngoba ngaso sonke isikhathi ebethi makeza kuye athi this is written manje ngithanda ukuthi sifunde izwi lapha ku lapha ku 1 Samuel chapter 23 ku verse 1 to 6 lithi leli lizwi when David was told look the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and are looting threshing floors he required of the Lord saying shall I go and attack this Philistine right there sekwabanye manje seke inkosi manje uma esezwa ukuthi amaFilistina bayalutha lithi uNkulunkulu waya kuNkulunkulu to inquire ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu shall I go and attack the Philistine akayanga ngamandla akhe akayanga ngeexperience yakhe akayanga ngokuthi ubani but he consulted God ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngingahlasela na ngoba uyabona yini kukhona ama situation ekufanele ukuthi before sithathe step kuwo we've got to go back to God and consult with God ukuthi uNkulunkulu yena uthini kulesi simo uthi uNkulunkulu si atheke or uNkulunkulu uthi sithule or uNkulunkulu uthi senzeni manje yiloko ngithi sizohamba lendlela ka 2023 into ebalulekile ukuthi bangcwele si consult and the person esingamconsulta umoya ingcwele ukuthi sibuze kuNkulunkulu ukuthi ngikwenze lokhu noma ngingakwenzi uyabona namhlanje ngithola ukuthi njengoba sinama status sishare izinto there are things izinto ezifika kuma phone ethu and basiqeda ukuzifunda without listening to the Holy Spirit and emoyeni wakho ukuthi ngidlulise lento noma ngayidlulisi sivele sidlulise ngoba iyadluliswa and yet uthola ukuthi le information esidlulisayo i information esingekho sho ngayo and when we look at this we find ukuthi the enemy manje amaKristu benze busy ukuthi baloku beshare izinto that has nothing to do nezwi likaNkuluNkulu bashare izinto ezibringa ifear ebantwini bakaNkuluNkulu bashare izinto ezingabuild anything ezingabuild abantu kodwa eziba destroyayo ngani ngoba they don't consult with the Holy Spirit even nento efike efonini yakho eshare umunye we need to go to look at it ngamehlo kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi what was the purpose yokuthi lo muntu adlulise lento ngoba ziningi izinto esezenzakala esikhathini samanje manje in order for us ukuthi lendlela sikwazi ukuyihamba idinga ukuthi sifane noDavide owayithi makabhekene nempi wayengavela yoyihlasela wabuza kuNkuluNkulu ukuthi uNkuluNkulu shall I go and attack the Philistine. Manje uma silizwa leli lizwi siyathola la lithi God answered him, go and attack and save killer. Verse 3 lithi, but David's men said to him, here in Judah we are afraid. How much then if we go to killer against the Philistine forces? Manje uyabona ukuthi manje uthi seke consulte uNkulunkulu, seke yakula abantu ekufanele hambe nabo. The very people they are negative. The very people abana faith yokuthi lento bazoyinqoba. Ngoba uNkulunkulu uthi bahambe bathi bona kuDavide la kwaJuda, we are afraid. How much more then if we go to killer against the Philistine? Kusho ukuthi endaweni yasekhila singaya kanjani? Ngoba uma la sihleli khona siyasaba nokwesaba, manje singaya njani ekhila ukuyohlasela lapho? Manje uma silibheka uDavide akagcinanga ngokulalela labantu. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu kuverse 4, once again David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him, go to killer, for I am going to give you the Philistine into your hands. So David and his men went to Keilah, fought the Philistine, and carried off their livestock. He inflicted heavy losses of the Philistine and saved the people of Keilah. Now Abita, the son of Ahimelech, had brought the ephod down with him when he fled to David at Keilah. Manje khona lapho sibona ukuthi uma ngabe bebezama ukumdiscourage, what he did again, he went back to God. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngempela singaya na. Angithi manje bese khona lento ayitholile yabantu abanegative. Kodwa akagcinanga ngokulalela labantu, kwadingeka ukuthi abuyele kuNkulunkulu. Kusho ukuthi manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, ngithanda ukuthi whenever we face a situation esiba nedoubt kuyo, whenever si face a situation yabantu abanegative, sifuna ukuthi sibuyele kuNkulunkulu ngalesi simo ukuthi uNkulunkulu manje kuqhubeka kanjani. Manje again when uDavid faced another situation siyathola ukuthi again he consulted God lapha uma sifunda from verse 7 to 14 little Elise Saul was told that David had gone to Keilah and he said God has handed him over to me for David is imprisoned himself by entering a town with gates and bars. Uyabona ukuthi ke manje into eyenza ukuthi labantu babesaba nokuya eKhila, it's because the place ebebaya kuyo, it was surrounded with gates and bars. Manje lithi izwi sebeyile lapho eKhila, sebewanqobile amaFilistina, kodwa uSaul wezwa ukuthi balapho, wathi manje ngiyabalandela khona lapho. Ngani? Ngoba manje uDavide kusho ukuthi ewele ezandleni zami. Manje lithi kuverse 8, and Saul called up all his forces for battle to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. When David learned that Saul was plotting against him, he said to Abiathar the priest, bring the ephod. Angithi ephod siyazi ukuthi into babayisebenzisa ukuze babuze kuNkulunkulu ukuthi kwenze kanjani. Beyisebenziswa kakhulu abapriste. Manje lapho kuverse 10 wakhona, uDavid said, O Lord, God of Israel, your servant has heard definitely that Saul plans to come to Keilah and destroy the town on account of me. Will the citizen of Keilah surrender me to him? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? O Lord, God of Israel, tell your servant. And the Lord said and the Lord said he will. Manje uya uhlonipha uAbita. Uyazehlisa kuAbita. Ngoba uyazi ukuthi noma inkosi iposition kaAbita, iposition kaAbita. Kuthi ngeke ukuthi aAbita umpriste. Ukuthi manje aAbita umpriste, uwe kudingeka ukuthi manje u-consult uNkulunkulu on our behalf. Ngani? Ngoba manje asisahlaselwa yisitha, sesihlaselwa umunye wakwaIsrayeli. Manje lithi uNkulunkulu aAbita ngempela wabuzela on behalf of uDavide, wabuza uNkulunkulu ukuthi manje inkosi ingenza njani manje. And the Bible tells us ukuthi and the Lord Lithi lapha ku verse 12 again David asks, will the citizen of Keilah surrender me and my men to Saul? And the Lord said they will. Manje bheka la ubuza okwesithathu kuNkulunkulu ukuthi sengisekhila la othe wena uNkulunkulu ngizonqoba khona. And manje sengilandelwa umuntu ongasiyisitha sami, umuntu owakwa-Israyeli. Manje kuzokwenza kanjani? Laba bantu baseKhila, are they going to give me away kuSawuli ukuthi uSawuli angibulale na? Wathi uNkulunkulu make mphendula. Lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu wamphendula. Lana ngithanda ukuthi siphinde silifunde leyo verse 13. It is so David and these men, about 600 in number, left Keilah and kept moving place to place. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu ebesemtshelile lapha kuverse 12 ukuthi lento ngibuza yona uzoyenza, bazoyenza abantu baseKhila ukuthi bakunikezelele kuSawuli. Banikezelele namabutho akho kuSawuli. Manje lithi zikaNkulunkulu kwasuka lapho uDavide with his 36 nalabo bantu abayi 600 in number basuka eKhila and they kept moving from place to place. When Saul was told that David has escaped from Keilah, he did not go there. Manje siyabona ke ukuthi uma ngabe bezihambela ngokwakhe, uma behambe ngokuhlakanipha kwakhe, kukhona obungakamvelela. Kodwa uye wabuyela kuNkulunkulu eyobuza kuThixo ukuthi Nkosi manje kwenza kanjani. Manje ngikhuluma ukuthi manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyamdinga umoya oyingcwele, siyamdinga uNkulunkulu, siyadinga ukufunda kwabantu abanqoba endleleni abanjengoDavide ukuthi aboDavide banqoba kanjani. Ngani? Ngoba they were consulting uNkulunkulu and they were confronting ama situation athile. Noma ngabe isimo besingavumi, kodwa uma benoThixo bebekwazi ukukonfronta isituation. Sometimes izinto eziningi ziyekelelwa yithi, ngoba sometimes uyayibona into ekufanele ukuthi uyilungise bayese uyasaba ukukonfronta. Ngani? Ngoba abantu bayisaba iconfrontation. Ngani? Ngoba abantu basaba ukurejectwa, abantu bayisaba iconsultation. Ngani? Ngoba uba namadoubt ukuthi what if. Manje uma ngabe ubuze kuNkulunkulu ukuthi lento ngidile nayo, uNkulunkulu uzosho ukuthi yenze noma ungayenzi, or ayikakafiki isikhathi sokuthi udile nayo, yima kancane. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sifunda izinto kulaba bantu, ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu libhale lezi zinto ukuze sikwazi ukufunda kuzo. Manje lithi leli lizwi verse 15, while David was in Horash in the desert of Zin, he learned that Saul had come out to take his life. And Saul, son of Jonathan, went to David at Horash and helped him to find strength in God. Hallelujah. Manje siyabona ukuthi manje khona lapho uthe eloko ebaleka, kodwa uNkulunkulu wasebenzisa indodana kaSawuli ukuthi yomkhuthaza ukuthi manje iba namandla. Ngani? Ngoba besephela amandla. Ngani? Usurrounde amaFilisti, ngapha usurrounde uSawuli, ngapha akazi ukuthi enzeni, ngoba uhamba nabantu abangena confidence kuNkulunkulu. Sometimes we are afraid. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje we can learn ukuthi senzeni, si consult. We can learn ukuthi si confront. We can trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Elithi izwi kaNkulunkulu sesivala morning by morning, uthi uJeremiah, morning by morning he wakens me up and open my ears to listen as the one who is being taught. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit who teaches us every time. Siyazi bangcwele ukuthi sometimes we do consult, but sometimes you are consulting the wrong people and you are going to wrong places ukuthi siyothola ukuthi singenza kanjani. Some of the people are even consulting the witch doctors. Some of them are consulting the false prophet. Some of them are consulting ama sun sign njengoba sibona abanye bathi sitasami yiloko. Manje the very Sauli yena loyo owayiki wagijimisa uDavide naye kwafika isikhathi sokuthi manje uNkulunkulu angasakhulumi naye and izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uSauli uma ezwa uNkulunkulu engasakhulumi naye what he did wabiza ukuthi prophet ukuthi mabe mkhulumele kuNkulunkulu but uNkulunkulu azanga phendule until uSauli ehamba yena eyo consulta isangoma sase endo ufuna ukuza ukuthi uSamuel njengoba uSamuel sekashona efuna manje ukuthi eze ukuthi uSamuel yena uthini manje siyathola ezwini kaNkulunkulu sesivala lapha ku First Chronicles ku chapter 10 from verse 13 to 14 ukuthi lithi leli lizwi Saul died because he was unfaithful to the Lord. He did not keep the word of the Lord and even consulted a medium for guidance and did not inquire of the Lord. So the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse. Manje uyabona ukuthi ke kwenzakalani. The very person ebezama ukumbulala ngoba yena wayiconsult uNkulunkulu ehamba ngeguidance kaNkulunkulu. Yena uthe wagcina engasamuzwa noThixo, wabiza umpriest ukuthi amkhulumele, still uNkulunkulu azanga phendule, wagcina eye ezangomeni sase endo. And those very sangoma yilezi azixosha yena ukuthi maziphume kwa-Israyeli manje akasamuzi uNkulunkulu uyahamba distance uya e-endo eyofuna ukuthi labantu ezwe manje akasafuna ukuza uNkulunkulu sekefuna ukuzwa ukuthi uSamuel esethuneni yena uthini manje uyabona ukuthi baya consult abantu kodwa ba consult endaweni e-wrong ene lezo zinto ziyamkwatisa uNkulunkulu ngoba uNkulunkulu akafuni ukuthi si consult abantu abalele laba bantu balele kudinge ukuthi si consult uNkulunkulu may God richly bless us ekuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu asenze kahle we are we have the Holy Spirit in us. We need to pray and say, Holy Spirit, I need your guidance. Njengoba izwi kaNkulunkulu lisho ukuthi bring your plans unto me so that I may bless them. May God richly bless you. This is Apostle Gwen in Jesus' name. Amen.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.